Welcome back to the Meet the Team show for the West Fork softball team. They're headed back to state for a second year in a row, and we have a group of freshmen getting a chance to experience that for the first time. We have Aisley Winfrey, Nala Wilson, Autumn Wood, and Josephine Schmidt. And we will go from left to right. Your thoughts following that amazing win to punch your ticket to state is rather send it out of here to punch that ticket for you.
Honestly, I'm just so excited to be a part of the team this year, and I think it'll be a really great experience, even if we don't perform the way we will, I think we will be able to push through and have the turnout that we want.
Yeah, it's been a really good season, and I'm just glad that we made it this far with the seniors, and I'm so incredibly grateful, and I hope we succeed at state.
Considering I didn't play last year because I was injured, it is really nice to go to state this year, and I'm very grateful we have Brooke on our team because she's just pretty amazing, so yeah.
Obviously, I'm really excited because it being, like, my first year being on the varsity team, I'm excited to experience what state has to offer.
In that surreal moment, what that felt like, getting a chance to hold the banner with this group that's really tight-knit together, knowing that you were going to state.
We are, like you mentioned, very tight-knit. Like, we are all very close. We hang out outside of softball, and we all really do love each other. Like, there's been no drama this season, and it's been really just a fun season, and we all are really close, so.
Yeah, it's been a very fun season, and we've all gotten so close since the season has gone on longer, and I'm just glad that we get to experience state.
Like, both of us, you said, it's really not good that, like, we keep fighting and winning because we get to play with the seniors more. So, yeah, it's exciting.
It was really exciting to be able to hold the banner with the group of people that we have because everybody is really just amazing people, and we're just all really close.
For this team, you have been ranked in Class 2A since the first pitch of the season. How you've handled that weight here this year to achieve one of your goals, getting back to state?
We seriously worked so hard, like, on and off the field. Like, we are constantly getting reps, whether it's by ourselves, with the team, with just a partner. Our coaches push us really hard, and they really do believe in us, so I think that really helps.
Yeah, we've really put a lot of effort into the season, and everyone is so committed to the team. It's just good to see us succeed in rankings and going to state.
Our parents are also a reason that we're doing so good because our parents push us really hard, including my dad. Love you, Dad.
I think our energy has been really good throughout this season, and we just started off really good being the team that we are, and we all came in with a good attitude, all just hoping to be able to go to state.
We have a group of multi-sport athletes here, so what the off-season work has looked like to be best prepared for this season, balancing everything that you're doing?
Pretty challenging, but I personally, softball is my favorite, so I definitely find time to work in the off-season. I'm part of a travel team, so that really helps, and yeah, I just love softball, so it's not hard to find my time to take extra reps and work in the off-season.
Yeah, a lot of us are on travel teams, so we put extra reps in during that season. And it's hard to find time during, like, track season and basketball, but all of us are very committed, and we know our goals, so we work hard.
Yeah, a lot of things that, or a lot of sports that I do during off season is mainly to help me get better at softball, including track, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to run through the bases as good as I can, I guess. And I just take extra reps whenever I can, and my sister always wants to do stuff, so.
It's pretty easy for me to take extra reps because my mom's a travel softball coach, and we have a lot of stuff around home to make me better. I don't really do it as much as I probably should, but that's okay.
What you would say is a highlight from this season, whether regular season or postseason, that it's like, yes, this is going to follow me for the rest of my life, a memorable moment.
For me, I would say in our recent game, I had a diving catch.
Yeah.
And I was pretty excited about that because I haven't been probably performing the way I wish I have. I'm pretty hard on myself, so that was just kind of like a moment where I was like, okay, that was pretty good.
My moment this season, which like changed the whole rest of the season, is when we beat Osage and I had a good hit. That like kind of like switched the season around for me. So yeah.
The game that really switched my season around was versus North Butler when we beat them like 16-0 because that was the first varsity game I hit and I hit a triple, so it was pretty good.
I would probably also say the Osage game. I didn't like participate in that on the field, but in the dugout, the energy was really hype and we were all really excited, and it was really good to see us all excited for that.
So we have members of this freshman group that play travel ball, but learning to play at the varsity level is an adjustment. What would you say were some moments this year that you had a chance to really develop at the varsity level?
I definitely say at the bats for me, because I was not very confident going into this season. I was very nervous as a freshman going to be hitting varsity, so I think I definitely got a lot more comfortable in the box, and I think that really was my biggest adjustment.
Yeah, going off of what Aisley said, travel ball is so much more different than varsity because the pitchers are much older and they have so many more pitches. So stepping up into that varsity hitting box is just a whole different level, and it's a great opportunity.
I would say everything is much like different, but the most different thing for me is how I'm able to keep my head in the game, because with different coaches and different people around me, it's way easier to get down on myself. So it's like playing high school, I have to remember that like everyone makes mistakes and stuff like that.
I feel like for travel ball, it's different because there's so many different people from different areas, and being on varsity, everybody's from the same school and we all have known each other since we were little, and it's just easier to be in a group with them.
What do you would say the cohesiveness of this year's team feels like as your first year getting a chance to play with some of these players, the connection between the group?
Yeah, like I said earlier, like we are a very close-knit team and we all work very well together. Like we can pick each other up easily. We know when to like leave people alone if they need a minute. Like we know each other very well, and like our playing styles, and like we don't really get upset with each other because we know like they're not mad at anybody. Like they're just upset with themselves because we all are hard on ourselves because we're so like disciplined, and we just really want to perform the best. So we all know each other and we just know how to
pick each other up.
Yeah,
going off of what Aisley said, we're very tight and we know our goals and everyone else's goals too, so we know how to support each other into succeeding those goals.
I would say basically the same thing they said, except like when people like strike out, we're so close to each other that we know like we're not mad at them, we're not like angry, because we know that it happens to all of us and we know that they obviously didn't mean to do it. So
I'd say everybody knows like what each person specifically needs after like a hard time, like a strikeout or they didn't perform as well as they would have wanted to. We all know how to go about that, like if they need a joke to be picked up or if they just need time alone. It's just nice to have a team so close so that we know what we need to do.
What you would say you've learned from the upperclassmen from this year's team playing your first year of varsity softball here?
All of our upperclassmen are super amazing, honestly. Like, they are so positive. They work so hard. They're great role models, and I think that just, like, wore off on all of us, like, learning the culture of the team, and they did a great job of, like, showing us how to be on the team and how to work hard and be a great teammate all around.
Yeah. I think that our upperclassmen are very disciplined. They work very hard, and it wears off on all the lowerclassmen, so yeah.
Yeah, it's also good to see that the older classmen make mistakes every once in a while, because it teaches us that like, they're not perfect, so we don't have to be either.
Our upperclassmen have taught us a lot from the beginning of the season, just always being, like, a positive person to look up to, and they've just all taught us a lot this year.
What you would say the keys are to success at state is another strong Class 2A field you'll get a chance to face here this year.
Having a good, like, team environment is a great thing. Energy. We have a great dugout. The energy in the dugout is amazing, no matter, like, what they're doing in there, if they're keeping stats. Like, they're always cheering, and it's just a great environment to be in, and I think that's really gotten us far.
I'd say having a good pitcher is a good thing to have. True. Shout out Libby Truen. But also having a good infield that's all on the same page for every play and talking everything out, and also hyping each other up at the bats, because that's what we need most.
Again with what they said, I think the dugout is a good thing. Same with, like, energy and, like, attitude. And also you have to give, like, your 100% for every play, whether or not you make it or not.
I think everybody just has to go all in and try their best, no matter if it's embarrassing or not. And I think the dugout plays a big part in it, because if we have a low energy and we don't have a good attitude, we're definitely not going to be able to pull off these wins.
Final thoughts as you continue to represent Warhawk Nation at a high level, getting a chance to go back to state.
I'm just really proud of our team and how far we've come, and I just love our team, and I think our hard work has finally paid off. So,
yeah, I'm excited to spend one more week with the seniors and excited to see how we do.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to state and play as good as I hope I can, or as I know I can, and spend more time with everybody on the team.
I'm really glad that we pulled off that last win against Central Springs. I'm really glad that we have another week to spend with the seniors and just everybody around us.
Congrats on an amazing season. Best of luck as you head to Fort Dodge and compete in this year's state tournament.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.